The ANC and the MK have been clashing legally, and this showdown has been going on for some time, and this is over alleged copyright infringement by MK on the ANC's trademark. And we have invited an expert in this area, although the professor is not going to speak about the specifics of this case. He will give us somehow of an in-depth analysis of what constitutes a trademark. What is an infringement? And Professor Owen Dean, Emeritus Professor of Mercantile Law at Stellenbosch University, joins us right now. Prof, an honor to talk to you. Thanks very much for making time. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon to you and to your listeners, and thank you for inviting me to participate in the program.
You know, I'm not going to take it for granted that all of us know what a trademark is, so excuse how elementary this question may be, but maybe I think it's important to start there. What is a trademark and how do we differentiate it from other things that you can patent?
Well, the trademark is what is conventionally known as a brand. The Coca-Cola, those sort of things, those are trademarks. It's a symbol chosen by a manufacturer or a party to indicate that something comes from him, his goods that he has produced or his services that he provides. And it can take various forms. It can be a word or words. It's finger-licking good, for instance, from Kentucky Fried Chicken is a trademark. Mm. Kentucky Fried Chicken by itself is a trademark. Mm. Alternatively, you can have a picture, what is known in the law as a device. For instance, the Adidas three stripes on footwear is a device trademark.
Yeah.
The function of the trademark, as I said, is to show the public that the goods or the services come from a particular party. They don't need to know who the party is. They just know that it comes from some manufacturer or some service provider.
And that needs to be registered with appropriate entities like the DTIC and others.
You can register trademarks, and it is generally advisable to do so. And then you get the protection which is provided by the Trademarks Act. But the common law, in other words, the law that's been developed by the courts over the years, also gives a measure of protection to trademarks, and the kind of protection given by the common law is known as passing off. And how that comes about is that if you use a trademark for a considerable period and it becomes well known to the public, in other words, your trademark develops a reputation as being the symbol which denotes your goods or services, the common law can protect that reputation.
And that would be more difficult to defend than if you had registered it officially.
Yes, very much so, because when you register a trademark, you, as it were, stake your claim, and your right, your property can be proved by simply getting a certificate from the Registrar of Trademarks to say that your trademark is registered. That proves your title to your trademark. If you want to rely on the common law of passing off, you've got to go to court and you've got to persuade the court that as a result of very extensive use over a long period, your trademark has acquired a repute, and that in practice, as a question of fact, donates to the public that that is your product or your service.
And Prof, in this instance, is there a particular timeline within which a trademark, registered trademark, can expire?
It can expire after 10 years, but you can renew it every 10 years for another period of 10 years. So as long as you renew it, you can have rights to it indefinitely.
I'm asking that because then subsequently, if I had not registered a trademark officially and taking into consideration common law, and I have been using this trademark for over 10 years, and a nefarious party, entity or person then realizes that actually Thabo started trading in 2004, and now it's 2024, it's been over 20 years, surely it must have expired at some point. Let me take advantage of it. Even if it was not registered, will that 10 mark condonation come into effect?
Well, if it's registered, as I said, and you renew it, it can exist automatically. It doesn't matter how long you've had it for. But if you are relying on the common law and you haven't used it for a considerable period, then the mark, the rights can lapse. It all turns on the reputation. If people still remember the mark and remember what it signifies, then it doesn't matter that you haven't used it for 10 years. But generally speaking, if you don't use it for a concerted period, it falls. The public no longer remembers it, and then you lose your rights in it. So it all depends on the factual situation, whether your mark enjoys a repute in the minds of the public as denoting your goods or services.
Great. Now, the matter at play in this instance is the MK issue and the ANC. I'll get into that in a short while, but first, let's tell you what's happening on our roads. Professor Owen Dean, Emeritus Professor at McIntyre Law at Stellenbosch University, is my guest, and we are discussing all issues relating to the trademark. All this on the backdrop of the ANC and MKP battle in court around the trademark. On one end, the ANC is contending that the MK party, newly formed, should not use its trademark name MK together. I mean, the trademark, the logo itself, they shouldn't use that because it is synonymous with the African National Congress. MKP saying, but that's not the name of your party, right? We are on the election ballot as MK. Mkhonto weSizwe, to be precise, was the Liberation Army of the ANC, not the party itself. But the matter is being heard in court, as you all know. So, Prof, even though he's not going to delve in those party specifics or electoral politics of this issue, he is going to tell us, and he has been sharing with us his insights as an expert on trademark issues. Prof, welcome back. Thanks very much. I was trying to give a lay of the land as to what's at play here. Allow me to give an example. I know you don't want to get into politics, Prof, but allow me to give a very lousy, stupid example, if you will. Out there somewhere, someone tries to open up a radio station, and they say the name of the station will be Walk the Talk, right? And they come back and say, and 702 says, hey, whoa, what are you talking about? You can't be Walk the Talk. Everyone who knows 702 knows Walk the Talk. But that company says, oh, listen, guys, we love the name, but the name of your station is not Walk the Talk. Share a little bit. It's a very stupid example, but share a little bit of dynamics that are at play there, because whilst the name of the station is not Walk the Talk, it's 702, there is a very close association with that particular trademark.
Well, you can have two trademarks. I mean, let's take the example of Toyota Corolla. Yeah. Now, the Toyota is the main trademark and the Corolla is the secondary trademark. But simply because something is a secondary trademark, it doesn't mean that it doesn't enjoy protection. So you could have your station is called 702. That's your primary trademark. But Walk the Talk has become known to identify your radio station, and that can be your secondary trademark. So the fact that you have another trademark doesn't mean that you can't have rights in a second trademark. That's what it boils down to.
In this instance, particularly, Prof, the ANC, and I don't want to drag you into politics. You did say you don't want to speak about the specifics. But there is a sub-entity of the ANC, if you want to call it that, or a political party, if you want to call it that. And the matter at hand is the elections and the ballots, the ballot paper in this instance. Can you successfully argue that the secondary trademark will impede on your right to be fully identified if it is used by someone else?
Look, we're talking here of the common law right of passing off.
Yeah.
I explained the difference between registered trademarks and passing off.
Yeah.
Passing off is all about public perception. If the ANC can get enough evidence together to satisfy the court that the world out there identifies MK or Umkhonto we Sizwe as being the arm of the ANC, then that is enough to establish rights in the mark. But it all depends on what the facts show and what you can bring to show that, to persuade the court that MK means the legal or the army arm of the ANC in the old days, and people still recognise that term as designating a division of the ANC. If the ANC can prove that, then they ought to have a case. But it's a question of what the facts are, and you have to persuade the court exactly what the facts are. You might have to conduct, for instance, a public opinion poll. To satisfy the court that the majority of the people, away, a vast number of people, still identify MK with the
ANC,
the wing of the ANC in the struggle there.
Sure, Prof. We'll have to leave it at that. Unfortunately, I'm out of time completely. Really appreciate your insights, lucid information indeed, Professor Owen Dean. 25 minutes after 4.